The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Brenda Power, a columnist with the Brenda, you'll forgive me, I've given you the wrong title there, which I'm going to rectify. Columnist with the Irish Daily Mail. How are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
I've called you worse in the past, but I'm okay. I've got the right thing out. Brenda, nursery rhymes by their nature are kind of grim, right? I mean, I never as a child delved into Three Blind Mice and kind of, she cut off their tails with a carving knife. That was a bit harsh. Never dawned on me. It was just something we said.
No, but apparently you were wrong and you've probably been traumatised without realising it because you were exposed to such violence at an early age. Apparently, a British puppet theatre putting on a performance, not Three Blind Mice, actually Hickory Dickory Dock, which also involves mice in another traumatic incident, had to warn parents that there was a scene in I think they're putting on a glove puppet show involving a Hickory Dickory Dock, and they were told that there was a scene with some tension where a cat chases a mouse, but nothing really scary. I don't remember a cat in that. It was Three Blind Mice where she cut off their tails with the carving knife. But those were always the least gruesome or macabre of the nursery rhymes, if you remember them. I mean, Jack and Jill went up the hill and came to an awful...
It didn't end well for either of them.
Yes, they ended up with head injuries, as far as I remember. And then Humpty Dumpty was destroyed and could not be saved when he fell off a wall.
My favourite of them, because I started looking at them earlier on, Ring a Ring a Rosie, which, you know, everybody sings, right? Yeah. That's about the Black Death.
The Black Death. I mean, people carried posies in their pockets to keep the smell of death away.
Yeah, try and explain that to it. We died. Explain that to a six-year-old. I mean, I just wonder, is this well-intentioned nonsense gone a bit mad?
Yeah, I think you've answered your own question there, to be honest. I mean, I do believe that our children and grandchildren will look back and go, you know, what on earth were you thinking? On the one hand, you were going to these extraordinary lengths to protect toddlers from, you know, little Miss Muffet and her outbreak of arachnophobia. And yet, on the other hand, when they got to be a couple of years older, you were handing them smartphones where they could witness, you know, ISIS beheadings if they wanted to. I mean, it's the two extremes of, I suppose this is what parenting involves these days, but it just seems to me ridiculously, overprotective on one hand and then downright negligent on the other. But I mean, to target the likes of Hickory Dickory Dock or the Three Blind Mice or Jack and Jill or Old King Cole or whoever, I mean, just seems absolutely, I don't know what you call it, really. Yeah. It's really crazy.
You and I would describe as relatively rational adults. We'll have a fight over some things, but at the end of the day, I think that we both have our heads screwed on reasonably properly. And I'm just wondering of the parent who's cosseting their child to the point at which a cat chasing a mouse would upset them.
I just wonder if it's them, though. I wonder if it's them or if it's the providers of these services, for instance, in this case, a theatre, who are so terrified of a parent suing because they're going to come out and say, well, you never warned us, you know, that Three Blind Mice involved cats and mice or whatever. And that they have to preempt that by saying, you buy a cup of coffee from a takeaway and says the contents may be hot. I mean, you're dealing with adults there. These are children and these are litigious times. You could well have a parent, I'm afraid, come out and say, well, you know, you did not warn us that Jack and Jill involved a traumatic head injury or whatever. Mind you, how you could possibly convey anything particularly gory or macabre with glove puppets beats me. But then if you remember Punch and Judy, I mean, that's pretty much shut down the system.
Do you know the other challenge I would really have now is if you go to Jack and the Beanstalk as the panto at Christmas, warning, may result in the death of a giant. And I'm just wondering, is that going to offend a parent somewhere one of these days?
I'm sure it will. But I mean, if they've been warned in advance, then, you know, they can lawyer up all they like, but they have been warned. And I think that is basically what it's about. But, you know, I mean, we've already seen trigger warnings on Shakespeare. We've seen, I think there was a warning actually issued to students studying art recently that some Botticelli's might involve nudes from the Renaissance, and of course the likes of To Kill a Mockingbird. Sorry, To Kill a Mockingbird had trigger warnings about the possibility that people might encounter racist teams.
The whole point. That's the whole point of To Kill a Mockingbird. Can I just tell you something? And there's a trigger warning on this, ladies and gentlemen. Little Red Riding Hood. We remember the story, Brenda, when we were children.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The original Grimm, like the Grimm brothers, didn't hold back, right? Because, if you think about it, we know what happens. It doesn't end well for the wolf, and we gloss over the fact that the granny gets eaten as well. And if you were to read into it, what they do to the wolf this would keep children awake at night.
But I mean, granny gets eaten, and as far as I remember, they cut the wolf's stomach open and out she jumps.
Yeah, and then they fill said wolf with stones. And then he wakes up and tries to run away. Well, he's trying to run away, and then he's got stones inside him. He can't run, and he dies. And it gets anti-wolf.
I was spared that. Obviously, my parents heeded the trigger warning, and the PG version.
Sensible people. Brenda Power, pleasure as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.